When our hearts and minds are wounded, after the metaphorical bleeding has slowed down, the wounds of our heart need time to process what's happened to us. Proverbs 4, verse 26. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. That word ponder in Proverbs 4, 26 means to roll it around in your mind until you come to a conclusion. Our bodies react similarly. An assessment of what has happened is made, and a course of action to repair the physical wound is decided. I have another observation. People, and I suppose most all things, when wounded, tend to withdraw to what they think is safety. We tend to withdraw and isolate. I call it a time of contracting, which is a self-defense mechanism designed by the Lord. Contracting, as in withdrawing, can be observed when physical wounds as well as emotional or spiritual wounds have occurred, real or imagined. Unfortunately, it's also easy once we've entered the time of withdrawal. It's so very easy to simply become a victim, as all of darkness hopes we do, encouraging us to replay the scenario of our getting deeply wounded over and over, and there we remain withdrawn, thinking if we just don't go around anymore, then we probably won't be hurt anymore. Yet, playing the victim doesn't ever seem to resolve our conflict, but seems to serve to perpetuate things. I know a fellow who will tell you all day long that he's an introvert. You know, I'm not buying it. I believe he's a wounded soul who's simply withdrawn and relabeled himself as introvert so he can feel better about it all. In our bodies, after we've been physically wounded, the cells tend to reorganize, and for a time, the wound literally begins to contract, meaning the surface area gets smaller. Anyone who has ever had a skinned knee should be able to relate to this, remembering that after the bleeding stopped and a scab was formed, the wound area contracted and felt tight. It is highly likely we also may have had to put a softening agent on it to encourage the closed wound to be more elastic so as to not impede our motion as much as possible. Our hearts and minds do the same thing. God puts healing salve on our wounds to keep down scar tissue and to encourage the heart wound to remain elastic. Isaiah 1, verse 6. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. Wounds require binding, and binding takes time. The Lord has a process for healing our hearts after the wounds of betrayal, and interestingly, it is the same process for our bodies. The Lord is absolutely brilliant. In wisdom, our bodies, again by design, take an inventory of traumatized systems and begin to follow God's protocol of healing. Do we not follow the same processes mentally and spiritually? I believe we can see God's process of healing simply by observing the systems of healing He, in His wisdom, has built into our bodies. Yes, I realize I previously said that, but I believe it is so important we grasp God's wisdom. On a side note, healing takes time unless the Lord intervenes, setting us immediately in order. And He does indeed intervene. Luke 4:40. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying His hands on each one, He healed them. Some would say, well, that was then and this is now. But I have personally been witness to very similar events when God directly intervened in the now. So I can say, by eyewitness testimony, God can and does in the now heal body, mind, and spirit. Another good point about Luke 4:40 is notice Jesus didn't ask them what denomination they were. He didn't ask them to fill out a letter of application. He didn't ask them if they were qualified. It says the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. He didn't force them to qualify or ask them where they went to church. Okay, so continuing on. In the advent that the Lord does not immediately heal us, our emotional and spiritual wounds go through another process where what is disorganized by trauma begins to be reorganized, rearranged, cross-linked, and realigned. The problem of wounds being healed, though, occurs when we stubbornly refuse to allow the wounds to be closed, denying God's healing process to happen. And we just circle the memory of hurt and betrayal, crying and moaning, which is like having a physical wound that is trying to heal, and we keep picking the scab off and keep digging at it. Friends, we must let the Lord do His work, taking us to His healing place. It simply takes time.
Let my conscience.